USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans and Democrats in the U.S. Senate now appear to be on the same page when it comes to approving a massive economic stimulus package to help Americans impacted by the coronavirus outbreak.
The men and women of the greatest country on earth are going to defeat this coronavirus, and the Senate's going to make sure they have the ammunition they need to do it.
We're going to take up and pass this package to care for those who are now caring for us and help carry millions of Americans through these dark economic times.
Those were the voices of the two Senate leaders, Republican Mitch McConnell, followed by Democrat Chuck Schumer. Among the well-known people to have contracted the coronavirus, singer Jackson Brown has it, and Prince Charles in Britain, the heir to the British throne, has also tested positive. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's president, Adam Crump, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to FinestKnown.com.
A New Jersey man now being charged with making terrorist threats after coughing on a supermarket worker. 50-year-old George Falcone of Freehold, New Jersey, reportedly became hostile when he was told he was standing too close to an open food display at a Wegmans grocery store. Authorities say he started coughing on purpose and then immediately claimed to the worker he was infected with the coronavirus. Higher interest rates and the near shutdown of the U.S. economy keeping home buyers as well as homeowners out of the mortgage market last week. Overall application volume fell by 29%, refinance applications dropping 34%, purchase applications off by 15%. Turkey is now charging 20 Saudi nationals for their alleged involvement in the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
It appears Bernie Sanders is still running for the Democratic presidential nod. The Vermont Senator's campaign has said that Sanders is looking forward to taking part in an April debate if one is held. Sanders has been pretty quiet lately about his campaign plans. Ever since Joe Biden swept last Tuesday's primaries, the former VP's surge, giving him a significant delegate lead over Sanders. General Motors is now making a $16 billion draw on its revolving credit. The automaker is socking away as much cash as it can as a safeguard against losses caused by the coronavirus pandemic. In a statement from the CEO, Mary Barra, she says the company is taking necessary steps in the changing and uncertain environment to manage its liquidity and ensure the ongoing viability of its operations. The Ford Motor Company recently announced it is also drawing on credit lines to add more than $15 billion to its cash flow. And another former MVP quarterback in the NFL is now a free agent. The Carolina Panthers have bid goodbye to Cam Newton, cutting ties with the quarterback who led them to Super Bowl 50, where they did go on to lose to the Denver Broncos. The 2015 league MVP has been hampered, though, by a string of injuries ever since leading the Panthers to a 15-1 record that year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.